proclamation number 4519 dated the December 21st, 1948. Tabernacle. You should understand that I cannot abide in a limited, specially designed vessel, in earthly matter, in certain places at certain times, but that I am wherever a heart has developed love. Only a loving heart can claim to harbor me, to be blessed by my presence, for my fundamental substance is love, and thus I can only be where love manifests itself. But a material vessel can never be the holder of my eternal spirit. This assumption is only the result of thoughts by spiritually blind people who have the wrong idea of my being, which indeed permeates infinity and is thus omnipresent, but it will never be contained in a limited vessel, as people are being taught. What is humanity thinking of the eternal deity? This belief demonstrates spiritual poverty and how far people are kept from the truth by misinformed teachers. How can a spirit that controls infinity make its abode within a material form, which, as a spiritually awakened person will know, contains spiritual substance that is still on a very low level of development? When I credit a person's heart with my presence, then I'm contacting the spiritual essence in its final stage of development. I am effectively permeating the soul, the human being's spirit, with the strength of my love, the expression of myself. And the influx of strength increases in accordance with the willingness of a person to love, and thus fills the entire heart. Then I'm present in the person myself. I will take possession of him just as he in turn will harbor me within himself in abundance. Why should I dwell in a vessel which is still dead, which, in fact, is part of the spiritual essence opposing me? My presence would cause any shape to melt if the strength of my love were to flow through it, and every thinking person will recognize the absurdity of this idea and reject such doctrines. However, human beings are very foolish. They will not let themselves be taught but hold on to what they are told to believe. They are holding a dead object in excessive veneration, which they themselves credit with contents supposedly representing the supreme and most venerable being. A pure human heart capable of love is the only temple in which I myself will dwell, and therefore I need not be sought in particular places at certain times and in a particular form. Instead, every human being should prepare himself to become the vessel I want to occupy. Every human being should shape his heart into love, then Roman 1, the eternal love, will take abode in him, then he will be able to love and revere me everywhere and at any time. I will always be present in him because my spirit will unite with his, because I am in him myself. Amen.